You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From the Nifty Index scaling the 18,000 mark, the latest on power shortage to the bunt call by the Maharashtra state government partners. I'm back here with the top updates from India and around the world. First, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 11th, and as we progress, I'll share more details. Nifty soared to the 18,000 mark during today's session. I'll share with you how the index covered the 1,000 points distance in 41 days. Shares of Reliance Industries Limited meanwhile rose 2% today, hitting an all-time high. In an update on the power crisis in the country, Power Secretary has said that the supply situation is not very critical, except for a few pockets. Moving on, the Maharashtra government partners are observing a statewide bandh today to condemn the violence in UP's Lakhimpur Kheri earlier this month. On the economy front, a finance ministry report says that the Indian economy is on path to swift recovery. There's also a GST breather for gaming industry, casinos and racecourses in India. First up, let's take a look at the market. Indian equity benchmarks surged to fresh peaks today, shrugging off weakness across global markets. Gains in banking, automobile, metal and consumer goods shares pushed the headline indices higher. However, sharp weakness in the IT basket limited the upside. The Sensex ended at 60,135, while the broader Nifty 50 benchmark settled at 17,955, both record closing highs. During the session, both indices scaled all-time highs. Well, Nifty 50 covered the distance of 1,000 points to 18,000 in 41 days, having touched the 17,000 mark for the first time on August 31st. This comes only weeks after the index clocked in the fastest 1,000-point journey to reach 17,000. The Nifty has given a return of 51% between October 2020 and October 2021. Next up is a look at RIL, which hit a fresh record high on the green push. Shares of Reliance Industries Limited rose 2% today, hitting an all-time high of 2,724 rupees after the conglomerate announced two acquisitions over the weekend. The wholly owned subsidiary of RIL, Reliance New Energy Solar Limited, acquired REC Solar Holdings from China National Blue Star Group for an enterprise value of $771 million. Reliance New Energy Solar is also looking to acquire a 40% stake in renewables firm Sterling and Wilson Solar through a combination of preferential allotment, share sale by promoter, and open offer. Moving on, here's a look at the power supply situation in the country. Ministry of Power Secretary Alok Kumar spoke to CNBC TV 18 about the crisis and said that power shortages have slightly increased in the first week of October. The energy shortages used to be around 0.2 to 0.3%, but the shortage currently is still less than 1%. He pointed to some pockets in some states where there are certain issues. He, however, said that generally the situation is under control. Kumar also said that the central government has written to states like Maharashtra and Rajasthan to pay the coal companies their dues. According to the power secretary, the states who have managed timely coal stocks by paying the coal companies have not faced problems. Meanwhile, in Maharashtra, a statewide bandh is being observed to protest against the Lakhimpur Kheri violence in Uttar Pradesh. Road transport services were affected and most of the shops remained closed in Mumbai and other parts of the state. Shiv Sena MP Sanjay Raut claimed that the bandh was 100% successful. The opposition BJP in Maharashtra, however, claimed that it was a state government-sponsored bandh and was unwarranted. However, Maharashtra Water Resources Minister and NCP leader Jayant Patil said that the bandh, which began at midnight, and the state government had no connection with the protest which was called by the ruling parties. He said that essential services were not involved in the bandh. Moving on to a few updates on the economy. According to the Finance Ministry's monthly economic review, strategic reforms and rapid vaccination drive has placed the country on the path to swift recovery by enabling the economy to navigate the ravaging waves of the COVID-19 pandemic. The report says that the sustained and robust growth in agriculture, a sharp rebound in manufacturing and industry, resumption of services activity and buoyant revenues suggest that the economy is progressing well. In a breather for the online gaming industry, casinos and race courses in India, sources have told CNBC TV 18 that the GST Secretariat has asked the GST Council to issue clarity on the tax rate and the applicability of the levy on these services. This follows a directive from the Punjab Haryana High Court to the effect. The move comes on the back of Directorate General of GST Intelligence, the law enforcement agency under the Ministry of Finance responsible for fighting tax evasion, issuing several tax demand notices, conducting research and survey actions against several players in the online gaming industry, casinos and race courses. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. Thank you for listening and have a great evening.